Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and a warm welcome to another exciting Crime Fighters series from DW. The title of this drama is Click on the Link, and it was written by Wanjiko Mwaura. Our story takes place in the vibrant African city of Mawatu. The pace of life in Mawatu has been changed by technology, with more young people using their phones to access the internet and enjoy social media platforms. The students at Hakiri College are shocked when they learn on social media that one of their classmates, Zawadi, has been found lying on the roadside, severely wounded. The young woman is now in a coma. Speculation is going viral in this first episode entitled, Did He Do It? We're about to meet Kendi, Zawadi's best friend, and Matu, Zawadi's boyfriend, who are visiting her in hospital.
Matu, I can't believe anyone would stab Zawadi. Of all people. She's the sweetest person I know. The best friend I've ever had.
I can't believe it either. Whoever did it didn't even take anything from her. The police found her bag, and her phone and wallet were still in it.
Maybe she was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Or maybe...
If we hadn't fought, Zawadi wouldn't be lying here.
What are you talking about, Matu?
Kendi, we had a huge fight after we left class yesterday.
Why?
I accused Zawadi of cheating on me with a stranger she'd met online. A guy she'd never even met in real life.
That guy, Zake Makele? Zawadi mentioned him to me.
Yes, him. He'd been showing a lot of interest in Zawadi, and I told her to stop encouraging him. She told me I should stop interfering in her business.
Matu, try not to focus on it. Don't beat yourself up about it.
You don't understand. This was the worst fight we've ever had. She threw a book at me and stormed off. I ran after her, but she wouldn't talk to me. So I let her go.
But you didn't stab Zawadi, did you?
Kendi, of course not. How can you even say that?
To show you that you need to stop blaming yourself.
But I feel like it's my fault. I should have been there to protect her. Do you think someone could have wanted her dead?
Like who? I can't think of anyone. We hang out together all the time. And she's never mentioned anything strange. Did she ever say anything to you?
No, never. She wasn't even concerned when that online guy said he'd do anything just to meet up with her. She said she did plan to meet him because he seemed more interested in her than I was.
That's not like her at all. So, did she meet him?
No. She said she'd only told me that to make me jealous. I wish she hadn't. We wouldn't have fought, and we would have walked home together like we always did.
Zawadi told Zaki that she wanted to meet him.
I don't know. Wait, do you think this guy may have had something to do with the stabbing?
It's possible. Haven't you heard of people who stalk others online and hurt them? You know what? Maybe I could ask Tembo what he thinks about all this. Remember him, the IT guy from the police we hang out with sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
I really hope Zawadi wakes up soon. Maybe she'll remember who did this to her.
Visiting time is over now.
May we stay a little longer?
Sorry, it's not allowed.
Come on, Matu. We have to get back for afternoon classes.
Excuse me. Hello. Excuse me, guys. Can you be quiet, please? Our lecturer, Mr. Miwani, has requested that we wait a few minutes. He's just coming back and he's got some guests.
Matu, after such a day, staying even longer.
I'd rather have stayed with Zawadi.
You need to keep yourself busy. The doctors are taking good care of her. Don't worry.
Thank you for waiting, everyone. These are Officers Fred Obi and Sally Bessel. As you might already have heard, one of your fellow classmates, Zawadi, is in hospital after being stabbed last night. The police are here because they would like anyone with any information to come forward, as it may help them catch the culprit.
Excuse me, madam. What kind of information are you looking for?
We're looking for anyone who might have seen Zawadi yesterday evening, or someone who might have known where she was going.
Yes. Who are her close friends or neighbors? Don't be afraid to come forward.
Please, take this opportunity to talk to the officers and tell them anything you may know. Class dismissed.
Hey, Matu, don't you think you should go and tell them about the fight you had with Zawadi yesterday after class? So many people saw you. Someone's sure to tell them if you don't.
What's your problem? Mind your own business, Kilele.
I'm just saying, bro. This could look really bad for you.
Thanks for your concern, but I have nothing to worry about. Let's go, Candy.
Hey, is there a problem here?
No, Officer Obi. We were just leaving. Isn't that right, Candy?
Actually, I wanted to talk to the police. Go ahead, Matu. I'll see you tomorrow.
I want to talk to the police, too.
Okay, bye then.
Mr. and Mrs. Ketu, my name is Inspector Mundo. I'm heading the investigation into your daughter's case. I'm very sorry about what happened to her, and I assure you we are doing everything we can to get the person who did this.
What happened to her?
The lady who took her to hospital said she found Zawadi unconscious by the roadside this morning as she was driving to work.
No.
From preliminary reports, we know that your daughter was stabbed sometime during the night.
What can we do to help, Inspector?
Do you know anyone who might have wanted to harm your daughter?
No. She never complained about anyone.
But she always told us she was an adult now, and she could take care of herself. We've only met one of her friends, Kadi.
Candy. We met her once before, and again this morning at the hospital.
So, no boyfriend that you know of?
None that we've met. But she may well have had one. She never gave us any reason to worry, though. Her grades were always good. She's a good girl. Please, Inspector, find out who did this.
Mr. Ketu, we fully intend to find them. Two officers assigned to this case, Fred Obi and Sally Besso, are investigating as we speak.
Why?
We need to get back to the hospital, sir. We need to be with our daughter when she wakes up.
Look, Candy, isn't that Officer Besso and Officer Obi?
Hey, Kilele, yeah. I wonder what they want today.
Hey, morning, Candy.
Morning, Matu.
Oh, why are the police back again?
No one seems to know. Let's wait and see. Uh-oh, Officer Fred's pointing at us.
Uh-huh, and they're coming this way.
You must be Matu.
I am. Why?
You are a suspect in the stabbing of Zawadi Ketu.
What?
We are taking you into custody for further investigations.
Why are you arresting him?
Matu, you need to come with us.
Candy, no, what's this? What's going on?
Come on, move.
No, let me go.
Hey.
I'm innocent.
Hey,
let
young
me go.
Man. Young man.
Come on.
Move.
With this, we come to the end of the first episode of Click on the Link. Does Matu really have something to do with his girlfriend's stabbing? We also heard something about Zake, the man she met online. Who is he? And what about Zawadi? Will she wake up? Find out in the next episode. As always, you can listen to this episode again by visiting our webpage, dw.com/crimefighters. Do connect with us by liking our Facebook page and let us know what you think of this series. Until next time, be well.
Crime Fighters.